Your resolution for me is that I should lose weight.
No dog was like Shayna Putnam.
Shake my lulav. Smell my etrog.
Same.
We're just gonna slaughter a goat. Excuse me. It was no Neosporin in 1919.
In the diaspora.
Excuse me. You don't need a Manischewitz aisle to keep kosher.
Give me a break.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Here we are.
For old podcast. For podcasts. For podcasts.
Well, I just realized what my New Year's resolution should have been for you.
What's that?
That you should stop trying to come up with a podcast theme song.
But you know what the problem is?
Quiet your mind a little bit.
I can't because every time we do this, I think to myself, what's appropriate? You know?
Yeah, no, it's not appropriate.
No, it is, because we haven't picked one, Rana. We haven't picked one. We haven't picked one.
That's what I should have given you,
you
as
know,
a
we
gift,
because
I should have commissioned someone
happy
to work with you.
2012. I prefer
2012.
The even years.
2012.
The even years.
Yeah.
I'm more comfortable with it because of my synesthesia.
Yeah.
I am. I prefer the colors.
Is that
true? Yes. The colors.
What color is 2012?
Well, it starts off a little red and black, shimmery silver, and then white, and then red. It's very good looking.
What's shimmery silver in it?
Well, it's when you put an O and a 1 next to each other.
It becomes shimmery. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious, Rana. And I prefer the even numbers because they're primary colors. The odd colors are like secondary.
Black is not a primary color.
Yeah, not all of them, Rana. There's more numbers
Neither
than
is
there
silver.
Are colors. There's
Neither
more numbers than there's colors. That's why some numbers are the same colors as... It doesn't matter. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
I am Beverly Ginsburg.
I am Rana Glickman. Happy New Year
really
to you.
It really is a fresh start.
It's a few days later now, right? January 6th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So I'm assuming everybody is fat.
Yep.
Broke.
Yep.
Tired. They can't look at another piece of chocolate or another glass of alcohol.
Yep.
For at least another 2 weeks.
Yep.
Everybody should be doing their cleanses.
Yep.
Getting in the gym.
Now starts the depressing phase of the year.
It's time to start repenting and getting ready for bathing suit
Yom Kippur. Oh, yes.
Well, kids' school vacations in what, February over President's Day?
Yeah.
Everybody should be in a bikini by President's
years
Day.
Years ago, we took the girls to Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Was that a nightmare?
I thought we had the wonderful time.
That was a nightmare.
I like Disney.
We stayed at what? Grand Floridian.
Yeah,
of
we did
course.
The Grand Floridian, which
we
is
always
like
do,
done.
Like a plantation.
It looks just like the El Coronado from San Diego.
El Coronado.
I mean,
it is a dump if you've ever
so
been.
So fun.
An absolute dump.
It's kitschy.
And infested
kitschy.
With ghosts. And why they haven't closed it
kitschy.
Yet, I'll never understand.
I mean, it really is like a treat to go to Disney World where everything is taken for you. And when you complain about something, the Mouseketeers take care of it right away. You know what I mean? Because they're like robots. They're trained in customer service, which I really appreciate because from the moment I got there, if I'm not happy or comfortable, they will give it to you double.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
In any event, we did go to Florida. That's true.
That was
this
fun.
Year, YTD, yet to be determined.
Yeah.
I usually like to go somewhere Caribbean.
Yeah. Yep.
Caribbean.
Yep. Yep.
Pirates of
Bahamas, Paradise Island.
In any
Nassau.
Event.
Yeah, sure.
Beverly and I.
Yep.
Our New Year.
We do this. Like,
feels like 100 years ago.
It's
now.
A tradition, our New Year.
We had such, that Florida vacation was fine. We had such a staycation.
This was fun.
I mean, wait a minute.
It was a good idea.
Was
Rana,
this a good idea?
Credit to you.
Was this a good idea?
A credit to you, Ron.
I
and
organized.
And I know I still owe you, speaking of credit, I know I still owe you a little money.
Yeah, as in half of the entire vacation.
Yeah, I didn't have the cash with me then, and I'll give it whatever.
Yeah, or the credit card.
Well, I didn't bring my wallet, Rana.
Which is?
I don't like to carry money in a strange place like that. I don't like to carry money into a strange place, Rana.
Boston?
No, not my, it's not my Boston. It's not my Boston. It's just someone else's Boston.
It's not your Boston.
It's not the same Boston that I live
you
in.
You automatically feel like a stranger when you stay when you're
at a hotel? Of course.
Even though you go in there what once a week at
you know
least
what, Rana,
a couple times a
matter.
Month.
I don't like to carry my money around with me. I'll pay you back at some point. I will pay you back.
In
I
any
you.
Event.
I owe you one.
In any event.
And I owe you.
We had a wonderful time.
It really was fun.
I like to do like a spa thing on January 1st. I do. It's almost like a mikvah.
Yeah.
I like to do like a ritual cleansing.
Rebirth.
You know, cleanse and get a nice,
you know,
gorgeous scrub like a gommage.
They used to do it for the girls with
the French say gommage.
Like the girls, religious girls get their period and they do a mikvah.
And then you just sort of start over. It's a nice, it's sort of a nice, you know.
A reboot.
Yeah.
Reboot.
Exactly.
Reboot your computer.
So we did that. We had a wonderful time.
Your internals.
But funnily enough, we decided
yeah.
at, well, at midnight, Beverly had the idea.
I said, was this going to be cute? I said, this year, let's do a twist. I said, instead, first of all, I said, yeah, we should hold money at midnight.
Which you always like to
do. I always like to hold
money
at midnight.
Which you learned from who? Your cleaning lady?
I learned from my cleaning lady. She's Puerto Rican. My old cleaning lady's Puerto Rican. I had to fire her. But it was years ago. So it didn't work for her because I'm pretty sure I fired her one of the years that she was holding money in her hand at midnight. The
guess is she's now working for someone who's paying her an appropriate wage. So it probably did work.
Maybe it did work. Yeah. It worked out
for her. It probably did work since you were paying her less than market value.
The magic value, the magic understanding of this, the black magic or Puerto Rican magic, whatever it is, you would grab a dollar bill or a $5 bill or whatever it was. Or for me, in this case, I only had a couple of pennies in my pocket. I mean, I really only had change. My leftover from my Charlie car.
Yeah. Well, you did have a dollar. What did they call those? Not a Sacagawea, but
whatever. It was like a Sacagawea in my hand. You hold it at midnight, and then the next year you're supposed to make more money.
Okay.
So we did that.
Yeah,
which
we
was
did.
Terrific.
So we're hoping. Yep. Fingers crossed.
Yep. Yep.
Fingers crossed.
Yep.
We make it big this year.
This is the year.
R&B.
Yep.
The Ron year of
and
R&B.
Beverly. We're finally going to get that whatever, I hope. You know what I mean? Like some sort
whatever
of
that is.
Publishing deal or who
something.
Knows. Yep.
Recognition.
Yep. A credit.
Yeah.
A credit. And I can wreak my revenge on those who doubted me in high school. You know who you are.
Okay, Beverly.
You know who
doubted
you
are. What did you think you wanted to be? Did you want to be a performer then?
Linda Katzen had such a nose in the air.
Yeah.
Whenever she used to see me walking down the hall, she thought she was so important.
Yeah.
Well, she's about to get it differently because I don't know if she held a Sacagawea in her hand at midnight, but I did.
Okay, Beverly.
Yep.
Just to remind you, I don't think New Year's is about... Is about coming down on. I think it's about being generous.
Yeah.
We're starting the aerobic.
With yourself.
Let's not start with negative energy towards whoever.
All right. No, you're right.
Anyway, we decided to do, instead of doing resolutions, we of course did our resolutions for ourselves.
Right.
But we decided to do a resolution for each other.
Yeah.
And we said, wouldn't it be fun if we wrote these down?
Yep.
And when we do the podcast in a couple of days, we exchange them.
Yep. So here, I've got one for you, Ron.
Mine is here. You can hear it. We have now, I will tell you right now, we have never looked at these.
Nope.
We don't know what the other wrote.
Yep.
And are we going to read each one?
Yeah.
I'll read mine out loud first.
I'll read the one you wrote for me first.
Okay.
You ready?
And then I'll do yours.
This is Rana's resolution for me, Beverly. It says, all good things, health, wealth, and happiness, and God willing, Rochelle re-enrolls at Arizona State University. You know what? That's really beautiful.
Yeah. Beverly.
I have to tell you, that's incredibly kind. It's really beautiful.
I think it might be an impossible dream, but...
I have to tell you, that's really nice. Give me mine back. I need to make some...
Let's see. Now let's see what you wrote.
No, don't.
Rana, I... Oh, you wrote them in... I, Rana, you wrote them in the first person.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I, Rana, have two resolutions. So this is, if you were me, these are the resolutions you would make.
Yeah.
My resolution number one, I will be the best Rana I can be.
Yeah.
Okay. My resolution number two, I will stop making those noises whenever Beverly drives. Over? Cool? What is this?
This is continued, but you don't have to read that part if you don't want to.
I will stop making those noises. What are those noises?
Well, you get very... when it
exasperated.
Exasperated. Yeah. A lot of...
A lot of that.
All right. That's please stop doing
fair
that.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Fair enough. Yep. Resolution number three.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will lend Beverly, my housekeeper, Yadvina, for 4th of July weekend.
I'm planning on some sort of sojourn. I know I love 4th of July, so I'm trying to think about it now. And I know that I won't have a clean house at that point because the girls will have been home for a month or two from school or Israel or whatever. At that point, I'm really going to need a little help around the house. So
basically, your resolution for me is that I start planning 6 months in advance to do you a favor. An impossible favor, by the way, because, you know, I always have people at my home and Martha's Vineyard on 4th of July.
That's right. So why would you need
them? I needed to come help me open the house.
In the vineyard?
In any event, why am I lending you that's what you want for me? That's the depth of your resolutions for me?
Listen, I'm...
Stop grunting while I'm driving and can I borrow your housekeeper?
I thought...
Did it occur to you those were about you and not about me?
No, because we're about self-improvement. And mine here, yours was not actually about self-improvement, but it was really a very nice wish is what it was. So I didn't understand the task. You know what? Can we have a do-over? You want to do it again?
No, I don't want to do it again.
I would do it differently if I...
Oh, yeah? How would you do it again?
Well, I probably would say something very nice. I mean, this was more like a fortune cookie, honestly, except for... The God willing Rochelle. If someone wrote Rochelle specifically on a fortune cookie, I would have to have my house inspected for nanny
cakes. Well, you'd have to call John and Kagan and say, who ordered this?
Yeah.
Who planted this?
Yeah.
A chocolate-covered fortune cookie. She used to do those gigantic cookies.
I mean, was that fun?
Those cute. You know what? I'm going to start doing those again.
They are fun. You could
start giving those to our guests.
Or you could do it as like a centerpiece and then for a Chinese meal.
We should start ordering for our guests gigantic chocolate-covered fortune cookies with a Ron and Beverly fortune
inside.
You know
why they're so good? Because fortune cookies themselves are not too sickly sweet. So when you
they're
put
wonderful.
Chocolate on them,
crunch.
It's like a cracker.
Oh.
You know what? Why hasn't anyone done a chocolate-covered Triscuit?
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Oh, no, I like
it's not
that.
The right texture.
Salty, sweet.
Not the right texture.
You don't know because you haven't had it.
A Triscuit is crumbly.
Yeah, it's delicious.
No, I like a crunch.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway. Irregardless, Rana, I do wish you a wonderful 2012. And if you want to take those things
you
into
know, Beverly,
consideration,
if I
it's
was,
up to you.
If I was redoing, if we were doing a do-over,
if we were doing
as
a do-over, yes.
My resolution for you would be perhaps this year you should think about putting others before yourself.
Done. I already did that.
No, I'm serious.
Did.
And based on your,
I've already
based on your
that.
Resolutions for me.
Yeah. No, I'm already doing that. I already did that. Do
I
you know how I did
maybe
that?
Maybe it would be nice if you started to think about other people before you thought about yourself.
All I'm doing is thinking about other people. How could you think that I was thinking about myself when I was writing with
you
your
thinking
voice
thinking about
in my head?
What I should do.
Yes, which is thinking about another person. Yeah, Rana, you're talking crazy. You should go to the doctor. Something's
okay.
wrong with your brain.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
Okay. Irregardless, I booked the next guest.
Ugh.
Here we go.
Look, I can't wait to see who this is.
She's a treat.
Honestly, I mean, I'm really surprised at you.
Yeah. I'm surprised too. But why are you surprised?
I'm surprised that you're not, I guess I thought you were a more evolved human being.
You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and say this because I didn't want to say it to you before, but your wishes for me are a little generic, except for Rochelle. A little all good things.
A little generic,
health, wealth,
except for the specific.
Except for the one specific, but the rest of it is like you could have copied that off a greeting card. Mine were very tailored to you and your abilities.
In my abilities?
Yeah. This is you when you're driving with me. Like that. Every time I take a corner. And by the way, I have had my wheels rotated every year. That Camry may be 10 years old, but it's never going to... Have I ever run over a curb with you in the car?
Guess what? My other resolution for you is that you get your car washed this year. You haven't had that car washed in 3 years.
Because it rains. We live in Boston, Rana.
Okay.
Oh, do you forget that we live on the North Shore and that it rains?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mother Nature's your car wash?
Correct.
All right. Let's see who you've got planned now. The last one was terrific. Not a celebrity, but famous within our circle.
Yeah.
Famous within our circle.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see who we got.
Very good.
Okay, wait a minute.
Surprise.
Is this wonderful?
Surprise.
Is this wonderful?
Look what me being the cat dragged in.
No, that's exactly right. What people don't know, we often talk about the Barbaras.
Yeah,
we talk about Barbara.
Barbara Simmons, Barbara Levine, Barbara Friedson, Barbara, all of them.
And Barbara Vinnick.
Barbara Vinnick.
We are here today. This is wonderful. We are here today with Barbara Vinnick.
Barbara Vinnick.
Barbara, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. How are you?
Yeah, we're here in her gorgeous kitchen.
Yeah.
Now, Barbara is a very old friend of us.
Yeah.
Very old.
Yeah.
But more
summer
than being
camp,
that. Yeah.
Grade school.
Sure.
High school.
Sure.
High school.
Yeah, none of them. We didn't go to any of them with her.
None of them.
But we did meet her here.
Yeah.
In Marblehead.
Sure.
And was that funny? Because Beverly's always, she loves to talk about summer camp.
Yeah.
Now, here's what people don't know. A lot of people don't know about you, Barbara, is that you're a very accomplished academic and an author.
Yeah.
I mean,
smart.
People think, Barbara, sure, I play tennis with her, right? I see her at the JCC. But no, you're very accomplished. Can you tell us?
Well,
tell us. Tell the people in the audience who are listening. The other Barbaras are probably seething with jealousy right now.
Because we're interviewing you instead
their
of the
problem.
Other
Barbaras. They should have gotten higher education if they wanted to be on the podcast.
Fair enough.
Tell everyone here a little bit about your trajectory before you got to writing this book, and then we're going to talk about the book, which is wonderful.
Yeah. What were you doing before the book?
Well, I'm a sociologist.
Oh, pardon me.
Yes.
That sounds... I didn't know that.
Yes. I have a PhD in sociology from Boston University.
Yeah.
And for years, I did research on gerontology.
Oh, young people.
Old people.
Same thing.
Right. And then I met a woman who's the head of the Hadassah Brandeis Institute at Brandeis University.
What's her name?
Wonderful school.
Her name is Shulamit Reinhartz.
She sounds so German-Israeli.
She is
I love
not German.
Okay, fair enough. Reinhardt can throw me off.
Reinhardt. Yes. Well, it's probably
actually her
Germanic.
Husband was the president of Brandeis.
Pardon?
Oh,
well, you're
well
me.
I guess we know how she got the job. Yeah.
Well, anyway. No, she's very accomplished in her own right. Much more way, accomplished than I am. Really.
I love that name, Shulamit.
Shulamit.
Cute. Do they call her Shuli?
Shula.
Oh, is that
Shula,
cute?
That's
yes.
cute.
Shula.
Yes. And Shula, I met her and I was interested in women's studies.
Yep.
Especially Jewish
yep.
women.
Yeah.
And
the book
I
is
started
called,
doing some consulting there, and that's how this book happened.
The book is called Today I Am a Woman.
Yeah.
Stories of Bat Mitzvah Around the World.
Oh,
I love that you said Bat Mitzvah, not Bat Mitzvahs. I'm sure people are making that mistake when they're talking to you about the
right.
book.
Right. In fact,
time.
Often I say Bat Mitzvahs, but
just
really
to make it
the,
easier for people.
Yes, really the correct thing to say is Benot Mitzvah.
Yeah, that's the
which
plural.
Which is the plural.
Yeah.
Right. I see. I would have thought you meant Bat Mitzvah, meaning just the act of Bat Mitzvah. So stories of Bat Mitzvah, meaning the rite of passage.
Right.
That's why you use the singular.
Right. Yes,
yeah.
yes.
As opposed to, this isn't just a collection of bat mitzvahs. This is about the ritual.
It's not correct? About the parties.
Yeah. Well,
it can
to an
be
extent.
About the parties, but also it's about the countries, the Jewish communities yeah. around the world.
Around
and
the world.
There are 78 communities,
you're
countries
kidding.
Represented
what's
here.
What's the most unlikely country? Like, I would never think they would have a bat mitzvah in, I don't know, not China, because I know that's probably one of them.
Senegal.
Yes. No, not Senegal.
Well, that's what she's saying. That's the most unlikely.
For me,
maybe
that would be
the most unlikely might be Uganda.
Uganda. Get out
yes.
of here.
I don't think that's so unlikely.
What's
this is a very strong European community in Uganda.
No, it's not the European community.
Oh,
it's
is it? Oh, tell
it's
us about
a
it.
Native community that adopted Judaism in 1919.
Get
okay.
out of here.
And they were severely persecuted under Idi Amin. And
last king of Scotland.
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
And they went underground. And but some young people wanted to preserve the community. And now there are about 1,500 people scattered in about 7 communities in the area of eastern Uganda near Kenya.
Did they do like a theme bat mitzvah there, like a Legally Blonde, the musical? Or
no.
Not as much?
No, it's a pretty traditional, conservative.
Really?
Service.
Not reform? I would think it would be reform.
No, it's conservative because they were formally converted to Judaism starting in 2003 by a conservative group of rabbis who came and formally converted them, although they had been practicing Judaism since 1990.
Now, can I just ask, this is a little bit of a cul-de-sac off topic, but I'm curious why they adopted Judaism in 1919 and also where the rabbis came from that came to sort of reclaim these people.
Right,
as
their leader, who was a military man, decided that the Old Testament was really where it was at, and he was mad at the British for not following up on their promises to him.
He only gave him the sequel.
The
New
the
Testament.
British, the British.
The British
yeah.
didn't.
The
didn't
James,
they said, here,
the
take Angels and Demons, not the Da Vinci Code.
Well, what's interesting, What's interesting, though, is you're saying this was an act of rebellion. It's an interesting act of rebellion, though, because it's, if I'm understanding what you're saying, it's turning its nose up at colonialism. However, it's doing that through a Judeo-Christian.
Right. That's a very interesting way of putting it.
It's an odd thing to do. As opposed to saying,
we're just going to slaughter
a goat, which, by the way, would be really Old Testament.
Right.
But anyway.
Right. I think they used to do that, maybe.
Yeah.
And he circumcised himself.
With
followers.
There was no Neosporin in 1919.
No, in Neosporin. God, he probably did with a tree bark or something.
So this was quite a sacrifice.
Yes, ma'am.
And then they became known to mainstream Judaism largely through an organization that I'm very active in called Kulanu that helps isolated Jewish communities around the world.
In the diaspora. That's a good word.
Exactly.
I know that word.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, so did you travel to any of these places
when you were
researching?
Well, I went to Uganda last winter,
actually. Get out of your kitchen. What are you talking about? You went to Uganda
with Shula? Did you and Shula go?
Sounds horrible.
No, I went with a group from Kulanu.
Kulanu. How many people?
It means all of us.
Kulanu Misubim.
Kulanu Misubim.
Yeah, exactly.
Diaspora. Let me ask you, how many people on the trip?
There were, I think, about a dozen.
And they were all women?
There was one man.
One man.
Yeah, was that the rabbi? Was there a rabbi?
No. No, it was one couple from Newton who came.
Oh, who was that? And, my brother lives in Newton.
Oh.
No,
brother? Tell you their name?
Not Alan.
Alan lives in Chicago.
Yeah, Stan and Joanne Kay came.
Okay.
And they have become very good friends of mine.
Wonderful.
All the women on this trip and this man bonded, and we had a wonderful
experience.
Did anybody
inspiring
get sick?
Experience.
Did anybody get sick?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, I think there were some stomach upsets along the way.
Well, sure.
Luckily, I was spared.
Right. Because you were smart enough to drink filtered water and everybody else ate the vegetables.
No, everybody was really pretty careful because our leader told us that we had to be very careful.
Yeah, you have to eat poi or whatever it is.
Well, we had to. We ate some
things. Did you take any mefloquine, any of the quinine tablets before you?
Yes, and everybody had to take malaria pills and we had to spray our clothes. But it was well worth it.
Let me ask you, do they keep kosher in these communities? And if they do, how?
Yes, they do.
In Africa, how?
Well, they have learned what the kosher method of slaughtering is.
They put so little there to start with.
You don't need a Manischewitz aisle to keep kosher.
You know what? I do.
Well, first of all, you don't keep kosher.
But if I did, I would, you know, why? Because I have a lobster pot? You're right. That's
which
not
also I have to say, Barbara, I want to make, this is funny. People that have been coming to Barbara's house forever.
Yes.
Know that right next to Barbara's front door.
Yeah.
There is a photograph.
Yeah.
Of a meat department.
It's so cute.
This is hysterical. Now, my question to you is, did you take that picture?
Yes, I did. It was many years ago in Italy.
Okay,
actually.
So now, was it a joke? Are you kosher? I mean, was it like a joke? Like, look at all this
ham? No, I'm not a kosher. I'm not kosher. I don't have certain things in my house, but I'm not kosher.
And you don't have to buy a leg of ham or whatever.
That's right.
So did you take the picture as a joke, or did you think, God, that looks gorgeous?
No, I just thought that it looked interesting and and
I mean, I love
Hamon
Iberico. I love prosciutto. I love it all. So, I mean, I don't keep kosher at all, but, you know.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what this meat is, actually. I haven't looked at it that carefully.
It's a palm of ham.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a palm
of ham. Oh, that's interesting.
You know who can get you can get a nice packaged roast turkey, a pepper turkey at Trader Joe's?
Oh. Yeah. Unfortunately, Trader Joe's left this community.
Yeah, you think I don't know that? Oh. I want to murder someone. And now it's in Peabody. I have to go all the way to Peabody to stock up on my Jozos.
This is not convenient.
No, it
anymore.
Is not. I agree with you. 100%. Barbara, let's start a movement to bring Trader Joe's.
Know. Well, we tried.
Bad enough, they put it in the old Loman space, back
that
room.
You punch me once. Shame on you.
Punch me
twice.
What's there, a CVS now?
Right.
We need another CVS?
No, now there's a pet store now.
Give me a break.
Oh, like a Petco?
Oh, you know what? I do love animals, though. I love animals. Oh, okay. I do. I love animals.
That's where you get the kibble for Rochelle's dog?
Sure.
Do you make her an egg as well?
Well, no, I don't make that dog an egg.
Not like
kidding?
Shana Putnam?
No dog was like Shana Putnam. Shana Putnam, my Bichon Frise, she was hypoallergenic. I mean, you remember.
Before dogs
were hypoallergenic. Remember when I had that dog in my coat whenever I would come to an event? I would hide the dog in my sleeve?
Yeah, at the synagogue, and then they'd chase
her. To be honest, I remember Wally.
Yeah, Wally. Well, that was years ago. Yeah. We got rid of Wally.
Yes.
That was a hyper animal. Well, I didn't know, a spaniel needed a lot of room to
do
run.
Do they?
Well,
or were you driving it crazy?
No, I wasn't driving it crazy. I tied it up every day.
Yeah.
It would bark at the mailman. It was so cliche, Rana and Barbara, the way it would scream at the mailman. I mean, the mailman would not deliver my mail. I mean, I need my mail. I need my mail.
Yeah, you also need to control your animal.
Yeah, regardless. Barbara. So what's, now that the book is, I mean.
It is a beautiful book.
It really is.
Now, did the Brandeis Press put this out?
No, it was Indiana University Press.
Interesting.
And they've done very nicely.
What do they know about a bat mitzvah?
They've been
Indiana?
Very nice to us. And
and the photograph on the cover, this is what?
This is Italy. It's a young woman in Italy in, I think, 2002.
Is that funny? Yeah. It looks like it could have been taken in 1898,
right,
this picture.
Right. I mean, well, it's in an old restored synagogue.
Gorgeous.
In a town in Italy.
Where in Italy, do you know?
Well, I forget.
Or it's near,
it's Casa
Maggiore-ish.
Is it near? Is it Tuscany?
Honestly, I forget name of the town.
You didn't go to Germany, did you?
Did I go?
For this book?
Well, I didn't go anywhere. But is
Germany
book,
represented?
Yes,
I hope
Germany
not.
Is definitely represented.
Casale Monferrato.
Oh, okay.
Casale Monferrato, yes. And it's in 2000.
Yes.
I'm a little, okay. I mean, I'm not going to say because it's not my place. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. I'm still not over it. You know what I mean. Oh, so sure. I think it's interesting that you went there. And I'm not going to tell anyone that you did that for the book.
How strong is... there are Chabad, Chabad centers now in... Munich and many places. And
such a pain in the ass.
Well, but they're...
Shake my lulav. Smell my etrog. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, they're doing a lot of work, I understand, but
And they're...
I suppose it's the only choice, you know?
Yes, and the rabbis' wives in some of these places had classes for young women who knew very little about Judaism and prepared them for their bat mitzvahs.
That's nice. So that's nice to hear.
There are several... stories in this book that were written by these Chabad people.
That's very kind.
What's the worst bat mitzvah you ever went to? Where the girl did the worst job on the haftarah and the party was terrible. The food was...
You don't have a list.
My
niece Shira.
Horrible.
My niece Shira was so...
If you could... They had lamb chops. They did one round of lamb chops at Shira's.
Not
they
only that.
They came around with one platter.
She sat down during her haftarah.
After I sat through that?
She was too tired. So she read her entire Torah portion sitting in a chair.
Oh,
who does that? They brought a folding chair up on the bimah.
She wouldn't even sing.
She wouldn't sing. Who does that? Did you, in your entire thing, did you ever come across someone who sat down during their Torah portion? Get up on your feet, unless they didn't have any legs. Maybe
well, nobody
did.
Told us that. But when the first little story I got about bat mitzvah
let's not
was
pretend
from
like
a girl. I didn't have very many hopes for this book because the first story... was about five sentences from a young woman from Colombia in South America who said, I had a terrible time preparing for my bat mitzvah. I didn't know any of the other girls. They didn't like me. I didn't like them. And the only thing I remember is that we wore terrible puffy dresses.
Ay, ay, ay. Did she say it all in Spanish?
No.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, well,
she said it in English.
Isn't that something?
Yes, yes. I thought, oh,
where
my gosh,
sunk.
this book is not going to happen.
Well, Beverly's girls didn't even have bat mitzvah. They didn't even have a b'nai mitzvah.
They didn't want to
b'nai is when you do two at the same time, right?
Uh-huh.
Like a double wedding.
Right.
I didn't want to force them.
Her girls
were
lazy.
Yeah, they weren't lazy.
So
they
disinterested.
They weren't inclined. They weren't
terrible academics.
Right. Doesn't matter. That's you know what? Not everybody has a brain that wants to do things. Some people have brains that are meant to do other things. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Like watch General Hospital and eat tuna fish out of a... Tupperware bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what her girls would do.
Listen, not everyone is as smart as you, Barbara.
I'll say this, Barbara. I think the book is wonderful, but you could have done a little something on bar mitzvah. I mean, my son Jordan.
Oh, here we go.
Had the most, and I'm sure you remember because you were there.
Yeah,
the most stunning Les Mis bar mitzvah.
Over the
Les
top.
Mis themed, so gorgeous.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
We did a Les Mis theme. Because we had been to France the year before, and he thought that was so wonderful. He loved the spirit of revolution, the building blocks of a modern republic, a modern society. Liberté, égalité, fraternité.
Do you remember she had the caterer dressed like all of his
They were all wearing rags. How cute was it?
Isn't that?
Was it cute?
Yes, it was unbelievable.
It was truly
unbelievable.
Stunning.
Stunning.
And people are still talking about it.
Oh, they certainly are.
He came out dressed as Jean Valjean. Then we did the candle lighting. Yeah. He switched to Javert.
Yeah.
I mean, he was prince for a day.
It was very uncomfortable.
Well, you know what? I only have one child, so I thought, let's blow it out.
Yeah, well, you blew
it. And Bob, I'll tell you something. God rest his soul, Bob. He never looked at a credit card statement.
Yeah.
I did whatever I wanted. I wish that for everyone.
Yeah.
I wish everyone has a husband that says, do it your way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well,
wonderful.
I hope it was meaningful to him in the religious sense also, wasn't it?
Meaningful. I think he made $50,000 on that bat mitzvah.
I have one more question for you.
Yes.
Did you have a bat mitzvah?
No, I didn't because at that time,
people didn't do it.
girls.
But now, would you consider doing one?
Well,
like
I'm considering it. I missed the opportunity in my synagogue.
Yeah, they did it years ago. They did like a group.
Well, there's another group now, but frankly, I was just too busy at the time.
Writing a book about bat mitzvahs.
That's right.
Is that
that's
ironic?
That's right. Isn't that ironic?
Is that funny?
Yes.
Do you speak, can you read Hebrew or speak Hebrew?
Well, you know, when I read it, it's kind of like I'm dyslexic. I have to sound out every letter.
Yeah, it's
letter.
Phonetic.
Oh, yes. In other words, you're reading the transliteration.
Yes, and it's certainly not. I really can read the Hebrew. I went to Hebrew school for, well, until I was confirmed at age 14, I guess.
Yeah, that's late. And that's late. You were a slow person in that.
Well,
no, she was confirmed, but she didn't
know. Yeah, it was like a graduation.
She had to wait.
It was a graduation.
Irregardless.
Wait, so they made you go through Hebrew school and didn't give you a bat mitzvah at the end of
all
that?
Well, no, girls didn't. No, we had what was called a confirmation. That was a graduation from Hebrew school.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
But girls at that time did not have bat mitzvah.
You're saying it like we don't know what that time. Thank you for making us feel so young and spry.
Well, we are a few years young.
A couple.
Just a few.
Just a couple.
We don't need to talk about age.
Not, no
We're
numbers.
Not going to put you in a category. Don't worry. We don't do that.
Numbers. Mm-hmm. No numbers. Mm-hmm.
But the thing about a bat mitzvah, I have to say, I mean, it's a wonderful thing. It's a rite of passage, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, you're really just reading the Torah portion for that week.
Well,
I mean, it's just doing the Aliyah. That's all it is.
But Woody,
at the time when I could have, at 13, I really didn't think anything about having a bat mitzvah.
Were you boy crazy? That's why?
No.
Not
no,
so much.
No,
what,
not
were you
so
penmanship?
Much. But I didn't, I was very shy and
were
I
you penmanship
didn't
crazy?
Want to.
Crazy about penmanship?
I loved penmanship. Yes, I did.
Let's talk about that for a quick minute.
Yes.
Then we're going to wrap it up because we have to go. Okay. I've got to get to Whole Foods before it closes. But I want to talk about the penmanship thing for a minute.
Yeah.
You want to
You signed
this?
Our book for us.
Gorgeous.
And I almost fell over. It looks like a computer
so
version
stunning.
Of
like
of, a font. Of script
like
writing.
A font of what script
that is a lost
like.
Art.
Absolutely.
Right?
I always was good at penmanship. I have to say, I always got A's in penmanship.
To Ronna and Beverly, best wishes, Barbara Vinnick. And it's like written again, like the Queen of England wrote that.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
Well, thank you.
You're very
talented.
Thank
you. I really appreciate that.
It really
did
is.
You teach your
thank
kids
you.
How to write? And was that important to you? Do your kids have a nice hand?
I would say average.
Sounds like
sorry.
A average.
I mean, they're wonderful in many ways, but I would say their penmanship is about average.
Good for you. Take some credit for yourself. Say I'm better than my kid at this.
Absolutely.
You know what? Otherwise, they get a big head. Good for you. Except for my girls.
But you were saying that in some places they're not even teaching penmanship anymore. That is horrible.
Well, that's right.
Because of computers,
because kids don't have to write anymore. I guess.
Sure.
They just text.
I'll tell you something. When I would get in my mail a thank you note from you, and I would go flip through my mail, and I saw a thank you note from Barbara, I knew immediately by the quality of the stationery and of the hand that had written it, this is a Barbara Vinnick.
Yep.
And it was absolutely, I mean, that
I wanted
was
to frame it.
It's a funny
thing.
Well,
I really appreciate it.
I mean, the
that.
Notes
mail can
themselves,
be a real treat, and it was a real treat.
The messages could have been a little bit more personal, but the way they looked were amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Really
thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
The
I'm
sentiment.
Really happy to hear that.
Effie.
Barbara, where can we get this book if we want this book?
Yeah. Can you get it on the Amazon?
Yes,
you know,
it is on Amazon.
Yeah.
And also Indiana University Press.
Okay.
So you could also Google Today, I Am a Woman, Stories of Bat Mitzvah, singular, Around the World, edited by Barbara Vinnick and Shulamit Reinhaus. That is horrific.
Barbara, thank you so much
well,
for having
you.
Us.
This has
today.
Been a pleasure for me, really.
I mean, the book is extraordinary.
I'm just going to take
thank
a quick
you.
Look in your refrigerator and then we'll go.
Okay. You know what, Beverly?
Yeah.
Thank you, Barbara. Now, wait a minute.
I mean,
is she something else?
Like, she's like a real person.
I mean, a woman of her time to have accomplished that much.
So smart.
So, the book is wonderful.
You know who that was?
Have you seen the book?
Well, of course I have.
The book is so wonderful.
It's also beautiful.
It's so beautifully put together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a real book.
We always said
it's like an absolute
I always
real
said,
book.
Years ago, I used to say Barbara Vinnick, she's the smart one.
She is.
She is.
I mean, you have to ask yourself, what's she doing hanging around with a couple of jerks like us?
Yeah, that's. I mean, isn't that funny?
Makes me think she might have a problem of some kind.
Yeah,
or maybe she's like two sides of a coin.
Or maybe she's just so busy, always sitting there writing.
Yeah,
and
maybe she likes to when she's done being, you know, doing her thing. She likes to have a laugh.
can't even imagine knowing them.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
I mean, she's a word collector.
She's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Really wonderful.
Yeah.
That was terrific.
I also like the color of her house paint.
Yeah. You didn't really stretch beyond a 5-mile radius of Swampscott or a Marblehead, but.
You mean to what? Book a guest?
To book, for instance, someone our audience might be interested in. Like a celebrity, for instance.
What? Maybe, you know what, Rana, for a change, I'm interested.
I mean, all of the Barbaras. Yeah. The other Barbaras.
Yeah. They were unavailable.
We're listening.
I got Barbara Vinnick.
So that was maybe a treat for them, or maybe they've already heard all of her stories.
Well, yeah, they went to a lot of her book reading. Yeah. I mean, who knows?
So really, we were just going over territory everybody's already been over.
You know what? That's sort of like maybe if you look at it from that direction.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you look at it from another direction, it's like a new.
And you called her when?
Hmm?
Well, you called her when to book her this
Either
morning?
The day before yesterday, today or yesterday. Yeah. I can't remember. Uh-huh. I made all the phone calls from the same place. So it's like they all blend together. My kitchen.
Probably don't you make all of your phone calls from your kitchen?
Yeah.
So do all of the phone calls that you make blend together?
Well, sure. It's like sense memory. Yeah. You know, but I was thinking, Rana, I was thinking to myself.
You need a notepad.
You know what?
Donna Kagan can also help with that.
If you're not happy with the resolutions that I wrote for you, I wrote another one in my head that I'm going to give to you right now. You ready? You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
I, Rana Glickman, of Sound Mind and Body, do bequeath to resolve this year in 2012 to lose 10 pounds.
Excuse me?
You know why I said that, Rana?
Excuse me?
Not because you have
Your to. Resolution for me is that I should lose weight?
No, because that's what you would want. Right? You don't want that? You don't need to? Rana, you have never said, I need to lose 10 pounds. I hear it every couple of months.
Of course I need to lose 10 pounds.
So I'm repeating for you. I'm saying now what you want for yourself is to lose 10 pounds. And in doing so, I am happy to make
sure. I'm actually speechless.
I'm happy to give Beverly whatever leftover good treats or goodies, whatever I make that I usually have in my freezer, whatever. I'll give it to my friend Beverly. And then she'll have it because she's naturally thin and has a fast metabolism.
So you were thinking of ways that you could come up with something a little bit more personal for me?
A little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and what you came up with is I could lose 10 pounds and give you all of the sweets and chocolates in my house.
Which is a resolution. Yeah. That's a resolution, a real one.
I'm actually offended, Bev.
Oh, I don't want to offend you, Ron. I don't think
you don't.
No.
You don't want to offend me. That's why you wanted to talk about my weight loss. My weight loss.
How is that offensive?
In front of everyone.
Who everyone? You're on the radio. No one can see whether or not it's true. I mean, it is, but no one can see. But it's true to you, Rana. What's true to you in your brain?
All right, Beverly.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand perfectly.
Yeah.
What I understand is I've had enough for the afternoon. That's what I understand.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Now I see how you see me.
No, no, no.
Now I know how you see me.
I see how you see you see you.
No. Now I know how you see me.
No, you see you.
10 pounds. You look at me and you're like a plastic surgeon with a magic marker. You look at me and you think, if I could circle this or like a sorority hazing, circling this part of my body or that part of my body, like behind my arms.
Do that in sorority?
Yeah. That's what they do. Is that horrible?
Nice.
When they're rushing. The girls, they make them strip to their underwear. Oh. They take a magic marker and they circle what they could correct.
Oh, that's why Rochelle had all those marks.
Like a piece of, like a butcher. And that's how you see me.
No, it's not. You're missing. I see you. You see you see you. You see you see you.
Is that how you see me?
No, you see you.
If you had a magic marker, Beverly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, right around the corners there. Right on your tush. Just the cush corner. The tush corners. Tush corners,
okay.
Sure. You've talked about them yourself. Right?
Okay.
I'm not bringing any new information into this conversation.
This has been wonderful, Beverly.
It has been fun.
And I am just going to get off this thing before I take the bait.
And I'm just
going to
go into your kitchen I'm going to do a little collecting.
Great. Wonderful.
And then go.
We may or may not be here the next time.
Well, Happy New Year.
Yeah. We may or may not be speaking the next
time. We'd like
to
thank Michael Costantini.
Wonderful.
We'd like to thank Noah Lebenzon.
Wonderful.
And Jean-Ross Boet.
Wonderful.
They do all of our things.
And again, you can always email us, shalom@runandbeverly.com.
Yep.
We do check it.
Some people around here would love to get your diet tips to help them with their New Year's resolution.
Okay.
I'll kiss love. Oh, boy. I got to go. I got to use the toilet.
Have a wonderful